Hello. Happy Wednesday, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another episode of CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I am your host, Sarah Rudolph, and we have got an exciting podcast in store for you today. But first things first, let's get some business out of the way before we get into it. I've said it before, and I will say it again. I don't want to grovel, but I'm also not above it. So go subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening. I see the analytics people, and I see that you are out there listening but not subscribing. So go do that for us so you never miss a new episode of CUSA Insider. And also, go ahead and go like us on social. You can find us on X and Instagram at CUSA Insider Pod. And as always, our DMs are open, but also our inbox is open as well. So you can shoot us a note over at CUSA Insider at conferenceusa.com. Alrighty, that's all the business I have to get out of the way. We are going to talk some CUSA men's and women's basketball championships today, some Rocket City hoops. Very excited about that. We have got an interview with Executive Director of the Huntsville Sports Commission, Mark Russell, and Sports Director for the Huntsville Convention and Visitors Bureau, Joel Lamp, later on in the program. But before that, Josh Jonas is joining us once again to talk through some current events across the league. Josh, we've got some softball and baseball games in the books now, and we are coming down to the last few weeks of hoop season on both the men's and women's side. Can you give us a high-level overview of how our team sports are doing across the league right now?
Oh, yeah, I can try. We got a lot going on right now. One of the greatest times of the year with this kind of crossover.
Gotta love crossover season.
Oh, yeah. End of basketball. We're getting so close to March Madness, and baseball and softball season, just so much fun around the office. But men's basketball, I mean, I don't know what to say anymore. You know, it's been...
It's a mixed bag.
Yeah, it's been quite the season. It's been fun. And I will say CUSA basketball has got to be one of the most entertaining. And I will reiterate that our basketball tournament will probably be the most entertaining college basketball tournament in all of March.
Oh, absolutely. Anybody could win it.
Oh, yeah. But the keynote here, and put it out with our final scores on Saturday, home teams are 40-10 in conference play.
Goodness,
I mean, that is
gracious.
Unheard of that you see that kind of home success across the board, you know, this far into the season. And on top of that, Sam Houston, Louisiana Tech, and WKU, who are all right there at the top right now, starting to separate themselves a little bit, but all three of them go on the road this week and will be tested. Couple of them going out to UTEP and New Mexico State, who, shout out to them. They are two of the top teams at home due to some of the greatest crowds in Conference USA, both of them averaging close to 5,000 fans a game. So there will be a lot of fans there getting rowdy, wanting to knock off the top teams in the conference. But on the women's side, Middle Tennessee continuing to make their run through CUSA up to 11-0 now, and actually have a chance to clinch the regular season title as early as this Saturday.
Wow.
If Middle goes 2-0 and FIU loses one of their two games. So, a tale of two
literally
seasons.
Yes.
Between, you know, you've got one team that is very clearly about to win a regular season title again, and a men's situation where, like you said, any of the nine teams could win, you know, the regular season or the tournament at this point. But baseball softball season is here. CUSA baseball had an absolutely phenomenal opening weekend, 23-5 as a league, four undefeated teams. All nine teams came out of the weekend with a winning record. And special shout out to Sam Houston for taking 2-3 from Big 12 foe Oklahoma State.
Yeah, it was an incredible weekend for CUSA baseball for sure. Excited to see how the rest of the season plays out. I mean, we didn't really know what it was going to look like. We hoped and expected some of our teams to be pretty good, but this is, I think, above, like, far and above our expectations so far. So excited to see how that plays out.
Yeah. Definitely excited to see, you know, what kind of other wins we pick up. You know, you got the first midweeks today. We got Middle Tennessee and Alabama on the screen behind
literally,
us right now while
yes.
we're recording this. But excited to see who else we can beat as a league and continue to build on that record. And then on for softball, you guys better keep your eyes out for New Mexico State's Desiree Spearman, who has put her name on the map as one of the top two-way players in the country as a true freshman. She has only played 9 games of college softball and has already made a name for herself with her work in the circle and in the batter's box. 6 home runs, a slugging percentage of 1.522, and owns a 0.30 ERA in the circle. Hoping to see some continued success from her out in Las Cruces.
And she leads several categories after the opening 2 weeks of softball. She's first not only as a freshman in multiple categories, but she's first in the nation, like in home runs. She's leading with 6. So yeah. Definitely be on the lookout for her.
Yep. And right up the road in UTEP, they have had quite the turnaround to start the year. They are off to a 10-2 start, which is the best 12-game start in program history. Also this weekend, CUSA baseball did really well. CUSA softball picked up 3 wins over the Big Ten.
Wow.
FIU had 2 wins over Rutgers, and then New Mexico State got a win over Nebraska behind Desiree Spearman's complete game 1 hitter.
Yeah, some incredible stuff, definitely, on the diamonds. We are very much, like you said, looking forward to the rest of both of those season, but crossover season is so fun. I mean, how often do you get the opportunity to, on a Saturday, watch a men's basketball game, a women's basketball game, a softball game, and a baseball game all in one day? It's fun stuff.
Oh, yeah. Great stuff for everyone.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening today. We're going to head right on into our Rocket City Hoops interview with Mark Russell and Joel Lamp. Joining us on CUSA Insider today, we have two gentlemen to talk to us about Rocket City, Huntsville, Alabama, where the Conference USA Men's and Women's Basketball Championships will be taking place this March 12th through the 16th. And we are so excited to have Mark Russell, Executive Director of the Huntsville Sports Commission, and Joel Lamp, the Sports Director of Huntsville CVB, joining us today, along with, he's back, everyone, Josh Yonis, our Director of Communications here for men's basketball. So glad to have all of you guys on the podcast to talk about the upcoming tournament, hashtag Rocket City Hoops.
Well, thanks for having us on. We're excited. Rocket City Hoops are right around the corner.
Yeah, guys, thank you again. We are thrilled. Mark, what were you going to say there?
I was just going to say we're excited.
Yeah, we are definitely pumped as well. So we definitely have a couple of questions for you guys, specifically about Huntsville, because this is a market that we haven't really been in as Conference USA until the recent addition, obviously, of Jacksonville State, who's close by, and then, you know, Middle Tennessee, WKU, both very drivable distances for fans. But we have fans coming in from all around the country as Conference USA has quite the footprint. So what can people expect coming to Huntsville, Alabama?
I think they'll be surprised at the beautiful city we have here, all the things going on. We're the space capital of the United States, so they're going to find that cool. If they like anything to do with space, they're going to be geeked out to come to Huntsville.
And then I think the other thing, too, is the accessibility in downtown and how close you are to a lot of things. Our downtown is major metropolitan area is a little different. It's got the traditional southern downtown. The courthouse is in the middle. It's a town square, but then we've got the walkability. You're 6 to 8 blocks from down the core of downtown. And so being able to go to restaurants and bars before your game, after your game, celebrate, and then kind of get ready for the next session. There's a lot of stuff nearby that I think everybody's going to find really attractive and make for a fun week of basketball here in Huntsville.
And I will say from experience, when I got there for our tip-off show back in October, you know, I'd seen pictures and some videos and I was like, okay, yeah, this place looks pretty cool. But I will say that when we arrived at the arena for the first time and you saw the proximity there and just how beautiful everything is, first thought was, you know, our fans are going to be pretty excited to be here. And I think, yeah, I hope that they are as pleasantly surprised as I was, but for you two, especially you know, Madison County and Northern Alabama are very special to both of you. You have your roots there. So how cool is it to bring an event like this to that area?
Yeah, it's been a dream of ours to have a conference tournament, and we're so thankful CUSA chose Huntsville. We're gonna shut down the town and have some fun. We've got all our partners, all our tourism partners working on this, and we're going to make downtown Huntsville activated and a great place for all your fans to enjoy our restaurants and bars.
And piggybacking on that too, this is when I started here and with Mark, one of the first things we talked about was getting into college basketball and how could we really get Huntsville into that mix. And when we reached out to the team at Conference USA, it was right as the expansion was happening, adding Jacksonville State with Middle Tennessee nearby. And the irony of this whole thing is Middle Tennessee is actually closer by like 10 minutes to Huntsville than Jacksonville State.
Nice.
So the proximity and one of the things, and I've kidded with Mark about this, growing up here, you sometimes forget how close we are to a lot of things. And our location in the Southeast is so centrally located that it makes it really easy to get to a lot of places within 6 hours. And it's one of those things that moving back, I'm realized I can be in St. Louis in 6 hours from here. And I'm like, how the heck did I not realize this, you know, when I was younger and take advantage of it. Now moving back, it's a great opportunity for us to introduce Huntsville to a lot of great destinations, a great conference, and make sure we have a fantastic week. I've been fortunate to work host the first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament 4 times in Jacksonville, Florida, and there is nothing better than March Madness. And to bring a slice of the March Madness to Huntsville like this, hey, we're going to be punching somebody's ticket to the NCAA tournament here. That excitement and the fact that, hey, we're going to get to follow that team hopefully for the next 3 weeks. After that, no pressure, guys. We need another
Final Four
appearance.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a lot of pressure.
no pressure. Hey, the fact that we're going to be able to follow a team and Huntsville's going to be able to adopt that team for a week or so, that's exciting for us.
Yeah, and I know from our tip-off event and then, you know, seeing some of the credential requests coming in on the media side, we love how bought in the city of Huntsville is and, you know, just seeing all the local stations that are wanting to come out and, check out the tournament and wanting to speak to Judy and all that. So, I think we can say mutually, yeah, that the buy-in from both ends has been a pretty incredible.
Yeah. And so you both mentioned this a little bit. So Mark and Joel, like, what was it about this opportunity to bring the Conference USA tournament to Huntsville that really piqued your interest? And can you give our fans listening a little bit of insight kind of into what the bid process was like for you guys?
Joel, why don't you go ahead?
I was going to say it was arduous.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The only thing was jumping through the flaming hoop. Thankfully we got Mark didn't have to do that. So we were good. No. We started this conversation more than a year ago at the Conference USA Beach Volleyball Championships, which we were hosting, and kind of started poking around, hey, how's the event in Frisco, and kind of knowing that there were some changes coming. And when we got reached out from Clifton Douglas about the championship, it was like, okay, hey, what do we need to do? Let's put everything into this, and let's truly own this. And so Mark and I sat down with our team here. You'll meet the gang at Night Edie who are helping us run the tournament. And so we put our heads together and said, okay, hey, how can we take Huntsville and transform our community in downtown in the Von Braun Center for a week and make it a college basketball destination? And this opportunity, as we went through the process, put our proposal together, and then coming to Frisco last year and seeing it up close, and like, okay, hey, I know we're at the Star. Hey, here's how it'll operate a little bit more at our building, and kind of meeting everybody from the conference level, it gave us a lot more comfort in what we had proposed. And now, as we're a few weeks out, we feel like we've got a great plan and we're executing it.
Yeah, let's talk about Probst Arena there at the VBC a little bit more. So we have seen some college basketball games already take place there. Obviously, Middle Tennessee has played and won there already this year. They beat Tennessee earlier in the season. The women's team did. So what can fans expect, I guess, from Probst Arena? I think that a lot of that people listening may not know, like, Auburn and Alabama come and play there in Huntsville. So tell us a little bit about college basketball there at the Von Braun Center.
Well, we've got a town that appreciates basketball. We have great high school basketball teams and show up to watch them play. The college teams, they had a great experience in Huntsville. There's not a bad seat in the VBC. Every seat is what I would consider right on top of the court, and we can activate even better seating right around the court. And so it's just a really nice experience. It's a great size arena for college basketball. Would you agree, Joel?
Yeah, and Mark hit it. The fun thing was when we had the Middle Tennessee game, we had more than 5,000 fans in the building. It was a fantastic experience, a lot of energy, and even what most people might consider bad seats, they're actually phenomenal sight lines. Everything puts you right on top of the court. And then we've done a really good job, I feel like, of creating some really cool premium seating options, whether it's our courtside suites. We've got the courtside seats so that you have where you have your feet on the hardwood, but we've also got a super sweet kind of club area in one of the end zones. So you can get a little bit elevated, different look and have a really close experience with the tournament. So we've got a little bit of something for everybody that's coming in. We've got an experience that can meet your needs there.
And Huntsville, not home to just some great hospitality and about to be the home of Conference USA basketball championships, but one of the most elite minor league baseball team names in the Rocket City Trash Pandas, which I'm very excited to pick up some gear when I'm there for the basketball tournament. But, we kind of mentioned, made a couple comments earlier. You guys did as well. Rocket City, I'm assuming the average person, the average listener does not know why Huntsville is the Rocket City. And if you missed our tip-off show, you missed quite a treat with an incredible background at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. But just expand upon that a little bit more. Where does that history and that moniker come from?
Sure. Well, Huntsville put man on the moon. It's as simple as that. Huntsville is a propulsion area. That's where all the rockets are tested here, all the rocket engines. Werner von Braun came here many years ago and really developed a space program. And so we have quite a heritage in space, and we're real proud of it, and we'll show it off.
Yeah, fun fact, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, so I'm not far from Huntsville. As you said, Joel, you can get anywhere in 6 hours from Huntsville. So I took a field trip to the U.S. Space and Rocket Center when I was in the sixth grade. And that's the last time I was in Huntsville. So I'm really excited to get back in March. And also another fun fact, my husband's brother-in-law is actually a rocket scientist there in Huntsville.
Wow.
He lives in Fayetteville, Tennessee, just over the state line. But yep, sure. He's a rocket scientist. So there's that.
Well, unfortunately, I kid around a lot. You're talking to the dumbest guy in Huntsville because we're a city full of rocket scientists, and I clearly am not a rocket scientist.
Hey, you can't say that, Joel. Don't you have a Jacksonville State degree?
I have two. I have two.
Oh, Jack State fans, he's not talking bad about you. I promise. It's just there's one bad egg in the bunch sometimes.
We definitely did not have a rocket science degree at Jacksonville State when I started.
Oh, goodness gracious. Hey, well,
so many people have come to space camp in Huntsville. I'm always shocked at all the people that have come here for a weekend when they were in fifth grade. And then I've seen so many celebrities at the airport bring in their kids here. And so it really has touched a lot of people, not only in the United States, but around the world.
Yeah. And I'll say the student athletes at tip off, you know, they definitely looked like fifth graders on a field trip with how just floored they were by the museum. And, you know, us too, when we got a chance to walk around while we were there. But, you know, obviously the product there is going to be really exciting. Any March Madness is. But we kind of have, you know, some unique scenarios on both the men's and women's side. Women's side, you know, we've got Middle Tennessee, who's kind of separated themselves at the top, 11-0 right now in conference. And like we've said, you know, right up the road in Murfreesboro. So hoping that a lot of their fans show. And then on the men's side, you know, incredible parity across the league, including a couple teams, you know, like WKU, who is within driving distance, and we're hoping to see a lot of them. I know New Mexico State even, you know, is planning to bring a ton of fans to Rocket City. But just for both of you, I know you've been following along this season. Kind of give us your thoughts about who you're excited to see and what you're most excited about, you know, in our championship specifically.
Well, here's what I want to know with the parody. I want to know what the script has for this weekend.
Oh, okay? Don't worry. I got something good in the plan. Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. We've been talking all season. We're like, everybody's like, well, hey, who's going to play when? And what? I'm like, guys, we're not going to know till Saturday night about 8 or 9 o'clock who's going to play and when. I was like, and it's been fun to watch because literally on the men's side, anybody 1 through 9 is coming to town thinking, I need 1 week and I can win this thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's been a lot of fun to follow. You know, my Gamecocks, it's been fun to keep up with them. And I actually got to go to a game, it's a couple weeks ago when they played Liberty. And the really cool thing is, because we're a neutral site, this home court advantage voodoo that you guys put in the script this year, it's amazing.
It's out the window.
It's out the window. So now it's going to be, you know, who's playing well that week. And you know, you mentioned Middle Tennessee. It was a blast to host them back in December. Mark, that was a ton of fun.
Yeah, and they were great to our community. I have some board members that their children really took a liking to the Middle Tennessee guards, and they follow number 4 and I believe number 10 everywhere. And I've been just enjoying seeing them on Twitter. I think number 4 is the player of the week. And they really, really have gotten where they follow the middle team, and they're waiting for them to come back. And Liberty, the men's team, played here a few years ago. They played Alabama in the VBC. So we look forward to welcoming them back into Huntsville.
Yeah, I can't wait to see who some of like the Huntsville folks, the community, like grabs onto. That should be fun.
So, I mean, that's the great thing with kids too. You know, they can just gravitate to, you know, one team, a couple players. And I know I've got a son, so I can't wait until those days where, yeah, you just go see, you know, of all teams, Middle Tennessee, you know, obviously, you know, a huge team in our conference, but, you know, you expect that kind of attention from the, you know, the UConns, the South Carolinas of the world. So that's kind of funny that, you know, she latched on to those teams.
Hey, well, and one of the other things that you mentioned, like local connections with Liberty, one of their star guards, Brody Peebles, he's from right down the road in Hartsel. And my wife is an assistant principal there. So she came home a couple weeks ago and she's like, hey, that basketball tournament, y'all got some kid from Hartsel coming into it. And I was like, I had to explain it to her. And she's like, well, how's he? And she's not the most she's basketball adjacent. She's not a basketball fan. So had to give her a quick crash course on where we are in March Madness.
Well, make sure she comes to a game, checks it out. And I just, you know, I kind of want to bring it back to like, what can people expect just going around Huntsville? Are there any certain attractions, maybe besides the U.S. Space and Rocket Center that we've already mentioned, that people should be checking out while they're in Huntsville?
Well, when they come out of the front door of Probst Arena, they'll head into Big Spring Park where Huntsville was founded. It's a beautiful area. Then they can walk up to the courthouse. We've got again, bars and restaurants, museums all around downtown. It's very walkable, very safe, and very fan-friendly. And I think they'll enjoy the time in between sessions just as much as they will after it. You know, I think they're going to have fun just in our square. If we have great weather, it's going to be exceptional.
So I'm going to tell you, if you're looking for a burger, you got to go to Jack Brown's on the square. And then, Mark, I'd be remiss if I didn't take care of my lunchtime sponsor's favorite place, Melt. It's it's a stone's throw away from the building. Mark and I had lunch there yesterday. Really, our downtown's got a ton of great little restaurants that it's got a little bit of something for everybody there.
And of course, you're going to have the Southern hospitality, you know, you get all throughout the South, but we're going to make it a great experience for the time your fans get here to the time they leave. And we'll all be working on it. We, like I said, we've got a big sports tourism team. They're going to activate downtown. Our fans are going to welcome you, and all our citizens, mayor from top down, are going to be out there welcoming you to Huntsville.
Awesome. Yeah. And I do want to mention too, that we have a partnership with Dave and Buster's and Main Event. They are our official fan and alumni headquarters for the tournament. They've got some fun gameplay packages and some packages that you can be a part of to go and have a bite, play some games, and also watch some games. I have confirmed they have ESPN Plus. Every Conference USA basketball tournament game will be broadcast at Dave & Buster's and Main Event downtown. So if you need something to do in between times, hit up D&B or Main Event.
And along those lines, the ticket offer is for the first three days of the tournament. So if you can go in, get a 4-pack of tickets and get 4 $25 power play cards at either Main Event or Dave and Buster's. So you get the best of both worlds. You get some hoops. You get some fun afterwards. You've already made your plans for after the game.
Yep, exactly. And you guys, if you're looking for tickets, you can always find those on Huntsville.org, or you can go to our website, conferenceusa.com/Rocket City Hoops. Or if you want to support your team, your hometown team, you can go to their ticket office website as well, or call them up and they'll get you squared away to go down to Huntsville. Well, Joel, you already kind of answered part of this question, but I want to get Mark's take on it as well, because usually we end out all of our segments here on CUSA Insider with a fun restaurant-based question, because a lot of our fans haven't been to other places in the conference, and a lot of our fans haven't been to Huntsville. So what are your favorite restaurants in town, and what should we get to eat when we come?
Me first?
Go for it, Mark.
I'm a Commerce Kitchen guy. It's a great restaurant. I normally, when I'm feeling unhealthy, I eat the Southern Fried Chicken sandwich. It's really good. And when I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, I eat the salad with grilled chicken on it. But it has lots of things. Fried green tomatoes, has everything Southern you can imagine. And it's a good price range. I have been known to eat a Jack Brown's burger like Joel had recommended. And they're great as well.
Joel, got any others?
I'm trying to.
What about some barbecue? Got some good barbecue?
Well,
in town?
So we've got a little bit of everything barbecue wise. We've got a Dreamland, so we can get you the best ribs in the Southeast. I don't care what you say about your Memphis stuff, Sarah.
I did go to school in Tuscaloosa, so I know Dreamland.
Okay, so okay. Yeah, so you know that they're better. So we've got Dreamland. We've got Full Moon is really good. Moe's barbecue is in downtown. It's really good. So we've got a bunch of barbecue options for you to choose from.
And well, you got a staff coming from the Dallas area.
Yeah.
You got two Texas schools coming. So you have some of your toughest barbecue judges coming to town.
So well,
I'm open to non-Texas barbecue, but I just want you to know that the bar is high.
Alabama doesn't do brisket, really.
We're not a big brisket place. We're more chicken and pork.
Okay.
If you have the time, the home of Alabama White Sauce is in Decatur, which is about
Big
30 minutes
Bob
away.
Gibson's.
Big Bob Gibson's. And let
I know,
me tell you.
I know Big Bob.
Let me tell you, my last wish is to go out swimming in the White Sauce. Because I'm telling you, I could eat that all day, every day.
Spoken my doctor like a true would tell, Decatur native.
my my cholesterol would be 10 million afterwards, but it would be all that, it would be worth it for sure.
Absolutely. Well, for those of you listening, yes, Alabama white barbecue sauce is a thing. You have to just don't knock it till you try it. It's delicious. And yes, Big Bob Gibson's is one of the best. Well, guys, anything else that you guys want to kind of tell us about Huntsville, or, you know, some parting words for our fans who might be listening just about the tournament coming up?
It's going to be fun. We need y'all to come. We're going to show you a great time, and it'll be a great experience.
And I'll echo that. This is a blast for us. We're excited to bring Conference USA to town and showcase our city. And it's a place we love, and get to introduce that to everybody. I really think once everybody gets here, they're going to get a better feeling of how special this place is. And it'll be a great sight for the championship.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. Again, that is going to be March 12th through the 16th in Huntsville, Alabama. Hashtag Rocket City Hoops. You can check out the bracket and the schedule on our website at conferenceusa.com/Rocket City Hoops. As Joel mentioned before, we aren't going to know who's playing when or the seeding or any of that until the final Saturday of the season, because especially on the men's side, things are nuts. So just be tuned in that Saturday before the season. And I just kind of want to go ahead and plug this because it's going to be really fun. We are doing a CUSA bracketology episode that will air on March 6th. And so we're excited about that. Kind of give you a deep dive into who has to win and do what to figure out the final seeding for the end of the tournament. So we're super excited about that one. But yeah, if you need any information on Huntsville, you can go visit huntsville.org, and then any information on the tournament specifically, you could head over on our website, or, you know, you can go to the huntsville.org website there too, because it's there also. But Mark and Joel, we really appreciate you joining us today, and we can't wait to see you guys in just a few weeks.
Looking forward to it.
Can't wait to see you guys.
Special thanks again to Mark and Joel for joining us. These two gentlemen are hard at work prepping Huntsville for the CUSA basketball championships, so we really appreciate them carving some time out of their schedules to chat with us today. A reminder for you all, go ahead and get your tickets for the CUSA basketball championships on our website at conferenceusa.com/Rocket City Hoops, and go ahead and check out that family four pack where you can get four tickets for the fam, plus four $25 play cards to either Main Event or Dave & Buster's, which is the official fan and alumni headquarters for the tournament. So go check that out. All right, guys, we'll have another fun episode for you same time next week. In the meantime, don't forget, like, subscribe, follow, review us, and let us know how you feel about the show. We'll see y'all next Wednesday. Thanks for listening to CUSA Insider, the official podcast of Conference USA. I'm Sarah Rudolph, signing off.